Remember when we were talking about food items and stuff that no longer exist that we miss?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch more here. And we can talk about some of these if you remember any of them. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. If you have a food item or something that you remember that you can't get anymore but you used to love to eat or drink, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Do you remember Hostess Choco Bliss?
No.
It's a Choco Bliss. It's C-H O-C-O apostrophe or dash Bliss. Dan, you remember Choco Bliss?
I don't, but I'm pulling up an email from one of our listeners who I think found something that they're selling now kind of similar to that.
To the Choco Bliss?
Yeah.
Well, here's what it was. I'll describe it to you. I remember them. I had them. It's with two devil's food cakes plus a creamy chocolate filling and a layer of chocolate, the Hostess Choco Bliss had it all. With all those layers, the thing was messy, which meant it could be enjoyed all day because you would often find crumbs on your hand or cheeks hours later. Yeah, I wonder what. I wonder why they got rid of that. Too much chocolate? Is there ever too much chocolate for people?
I mean, it looks really big.
Yeah, and it was sloppy. Like you'd bite into it, and the stuff would, you know, it would get everywhere.
John E. Found at his local Woodman's grocery store a Little Debbie chocolate snack pies. So,
you're talking about those pies that we were talking about the last time.
Right. With chocolate filling in them.
Yeah, the Hostess chocolate pies. You remember those, Esmeralda?
Yeah, they were very large.
Yeah, extreme.
I remember you talking. Yeah, we were talking about those.
Right. So where Woodman's?
Woodman's grocery store.
Where's that? Does it say where he's from?
Johnny lives.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't mention it.
Woodman's.
Doing a quick lookup, it's at Janesville, headquarters are in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Looks like there's one in North Aurora and Carpentersville.
Okay. Woodman's. I didn't realize that the principal from Welcome Back, Kotter had his own grocery line, his own grocery store.
He's got to do something after school.
Yeah. So the Choco Bliss. Yeah, I used to like that. I thought those were good. When I had more of a sweet tooth, when I was younger, I had more of a sweet tooth than I do now. Now I'm sure I could probably have one bite of it, and that'll suit me for a month in terms of, like, sugar and sweet intake. All right, you guys remember the WWE ice cream bars?
Those were fantastic.
Did you have a favorite?
They all tasted the same.
Yeah.
So
I know, but did you have a favorite, like, superstar? No, you didn't care?
I didn't even care about the wrestler. They were just delicious.
Wrestling fans were ready to body slam Good Humor when it discontinued the WWE ice cream bars. Wouldn't it be WWF back then? Right? Mm. That would have been WWF because they changed to WWE, like, in the early 2000s. These bad boys were delicious. The WWE ice cream bars had a cookie and chocolate coating and a drawing of a WWE star on the front. Popular wrestler CM Punk had lobbied for their return, which means they might not be down for the count. You ever have the WWE ice cream bar, Esmeralda?
Oh no. No, never did. But it's just a like a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ice cream. It's, you know, like, it's, there's nothing really special about it except that it had, like, the drawing of a wrestler on it.
What's the outside?
It's like a, I think it's just, it's like a chocolate coating on
the
outside.
Well, because it's brown. It's not brown, but it's, you know, looks like a cookie. Like, it's beige.
Yeah. Dan, do you remember what was on the outside? Because was it just the cookie thing was on the outside?
Yeah, the cookie thing was on the outside.
Was it crunchy?
You know, it had, firm is how I would describe it. Not crunchy, but just like a, you know, like the ice cream sandwiches where you know, the chocolate is a little bit firm. But
that kind of consistency. Yeah. They were really popular, too. They were really, really popular. Well, at one point, everything, you know, in the 80s, late 80s, everything was popular wrestling-wise. So the WWE ice cream bars. All right. How about this? Chicken McNuggets Shanghai. This was a real thing. Chicken McNuggets Shanghai were nuggets served with three sauces, sweet and sour, teriyaki and hot mustard, chopsticks, and a McFortune cookie.
Wow. Okay.
Anybody clamoring for the Chicken McNuggets Shanghai? Chopsticks and a McFortune cookie. What would the fortune cookie say, I wonder? Would it have to be Mick related?
Something about you getting a Big Mac later.
Yeah. So, you know, Roger was filling in for you last week, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him the story about how when I was working, when I worked at McDonald's, while I was like about a year into working at McDonald's, they debuted the Chicken McNuggets while I was, you know, working. So they didn't exist before 1982. They were new in 1982. And they were so popular, or what they wanted to do was they test marketed them here in Chicago for a while. And one year in 1982, they actually had a tent at the Taste of Chicago, McDonald's did, to sell nuggets.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was insane. My girlfriend at the time, who was also my manager at McDonald's, significantly older than me, was working the booth selling the McNuggets to the Taste of Chicago. So people were actually going to the Taste of Chicago and getting McDonald's. Which I just think is weird. But yeah, so that I was there when they invented the McNugget. We were one of the first stores to have it. And then Roger said that when he was working at McDonald's, that was when the Big Mac was invented. And I'm like, what? So I guess in the 60s, because before that, I guess it was just hamburgers and cheeseburgers, and then the Big Mac was invented. And Roger was working at McDonald's for that. Because we were talking about how the McRib is back, Esmeralda. I know you're...
Again?
Yeah, it's back. It's back. And we were talking about the McRib and how awesome it was and still is. And every time, every single time when someone says the McRib is back, every single time I think of the Osbournes, the episode of the Osbournes when they're in...
Yeah.
Every single time. When Jack goes, oh, the McRib is back. And then Kelly just starts making fun of him. Oh, the McRib is back. Oh, my God, was I obsessed with that show, Esmeralda, when the Osbournes first came out.
No, that show was great. Oh, I would, me and my friends, we would go buy Chipotle and then watch the show. Because if you remember, he would go to Chipotle.
Yeah. One of my favorite openings of the show was when he couldn't get a DVD open. He was trying to get a DVD open and tried to play a DVD, and then suddenly he just started screaming, Jack! You know, to have Jack come and help him. But it was just him for like 5 minutes, or not 5 minutes, like 3 minutes, the opening of the show, just Ozzy Osbourne trying and unsuccessfully trying to open a DVD to play it. And you know what the DVD was, Esmeralda?
What's that?
The Best of Chris Farley.
Oh, okay.
Ozzy's trying to watch the Best of Chris Farley, and he can't get the damn thing open. Suddenly, Jack has to come to the rescue. Oh man, that show was good. I have to say, I've got them all on DVD. You know, when the entire seasons came out on DVD, I got them all. And I have to say, I prefer watching it. You have a choice with the DVD. You can watch it uncensored, or you can watch it with the beeps. I prefer the beeps.
Yeah, once you take the beeps away, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if
it's not as exciting.
No, it's not nearly as, because I just think it's funny. Like, because there are stretches of the show where it's just beep, you know, like every 2 seconds. And that, I think, is part of the charm of it, of what's so funny about it. The McRib is back. All right, we got to take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and we're talking about more food and drink and stuff that we don't have anymore that we used to love. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Monday. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. We're talking about food and drink that no longer exists that we miss, and including the Chicken McNuggets Shanghai. I don't remember that at all. Dan, do you remember that at all?
No, not at all. I mean, which is funny considering this whole Mulan sauce thing going on.
Yeah.
Controversy surrounding that.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Hostess Chocodiles. Boy, Hostess discontinued a lot of chocolate stuff, didn't they? You got that big fat chocolate pie that they got rid of, the Choco Bliss, and now the Chocodiles. Chocodiles were basically chocolate-covered Twinkies. Unlike some of the items on this list, which can be had for a price on eBay, Chocodiles are very, very difficult to come by. If you're wondering about the name, it comes from the snack's old mascot, Chauncey Crocodile. What?
Didn't we look up at some point, was that for Hostess, all the characters?
For Hostess?
We looked up a slew of characters.
I don't know if we did for, because I know that the Twinkie Man has a lasso, right? He's like a cowboy, right? The Twinkie dude? Does he have a name?
He has a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat, I think. Isn't he wearing a band? Doesn't he have a bandana and a lasso?
Yes, Twinkie the Kid.
Oh, right, Twinkie the Kid. That's what he is. He's Twinkie the Kid. what does Chauncey Crocodile look like? Can we find a picture of Chauncey Crocodile? The mascot for Hostess Chocodiles. Another thing I don't remember.
He looks like a hobo. an old-timey hobo.
Does he have a bindle? I don't understand.
No, he has no bindle, but he has a straw hat.
And he's a crocodile.
He's wearing some kind of dress.
He's Chauncey Crocodile wearing a dress and a straw hat.
Do you see it?
No,
Dan?
I don't.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Just is he wearing a dress?
Oh
no.
Right? Is it a dress? I'm confused. Well, is it a burlap sack?
Probably a burlap sack, considering his.
He looks very downtrodden. That's. I'll say that.
So
much,
that's
I guess.
That. He but looks. Pretty... That's that. That sounds like a great mascot for a snack cake. Let's get a downtrodden crocodile with a burlap sack on. That'll speak to kids. That'll make them want to eat the chocodiles. Can you put a picture up on our Facebook page of Chauncey?
There's actually a commercial here that I'm previewing to make sure it's not offensive, like the Shanghai McDonald's commercial.
Oh, what? Was it really?
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Oh, no. Wow. So you got to make sure that these things aren't offensive. So they actually did do an ad campaign for the McNuggets Shanghai. All right.
Oh, wait, it's not a dress. He's just a giant chocodile.
Uh-huh.
Like, his little outfit is the shape of the chocodile.
Oh, all right.
So he's just he looks like a Twinkie.
So he's a chocolate Twinkie.
Yeah.
But he's downtrodden.
Well, because he's got on that little straw hat.
Yeah.
And then it did kind of look like a burlap sack.
Chauncey Crocodile is his name. And he's a chocolate dipped Twinkie with a hat.
All right, here we go.
Oh, is this it?
This may take a while.
I'm a chocodile. Hostess Chocodiles from Chauncey Chocodile. It takes a while to eat a chocodile.
You'll have to wait a while.
Have a chocodile. It's so big and delicious that it takes a while to eat a chocodile. Hostess Chocodiles. That's a golden cake covered with chocolate flavor and cream filling inside. So big and delicious that it takes a while to eat a chocodile. Hostess Chocodile's cake.
That was Chauncey. Chauncey Chocodile. It takes a while to eat a chocodile. That's the slogan.
I don't
understand any of it.
I wonder if it was just very large. Because, I mean, it's just a Twinkie covered in chocolate.
Right. But it takes a while to eat a chocodile. Ask Chauncey Chocodile.
This is the only thing that rhymed.
Wow. I don't remember. I still have no recollection of Chocodiles. And I certainly don't remember Chauncey.
The commercial's now on our Facebook page, so you can see Chauncey in all his glory.
Okay.
Oh, and he also has little glasses that go at the end of his snout. They're nowhere near his eyes.
No, they're not helping him at all.
No.
Okay. All right, do you remember PB Crisps?
I do not.
PB Crisps were bite-sized snacks with a cookie coating on the outside and creamy peanut butter filling combined with a cold glass of milk. They were magic. Well, combine anything with a cold glass of milk and it's magic.
Oh, Esmeralda, you missed that conversation too.
Milk?
It was like milk talk for an hour here.
Wow. Riveting.
It was so, I'll tell you what, it was fantastic because Roger was talking about how he's lactose intolerant. So he's got to drink the milk that's lactose, you know, lactaid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started talking about milk and I was talking about how I got to do the whole milk because skim and 1% is like dishwater and I won't drink it.
Yeah, what about 2?
Nope, dishwater. I want whole milk. And so, and then this is how crazy the conversation got, Esmeralda. Max Armstrong called in because he's dairy man. He calls in, starts talking about milk. And then we had a dairy farmer call in and say, I just drink it right out of the teat, you know.
Oh, and it's warm.
What's the guy who used to drink? What did he say, Dan? 20 gallons a week?
20 gallons a week. He used to bring it out to him as a refreshment on the farm.
So it was cold.
I don't know.
Well,
then, of course, that makes me think of Anchorman.
Yes, because milk was a bad choice.
All right.
Just real quick, have you ever had whole, like real milk?
Yes.
Like straight from a cow milk?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Ugh.
My mom grew up on a farm.
I did not. I don't like it.
No.
Or I remember not liking it.
Yeah. Well, we have to break, and then we're going to talk more milk.
Milk chat part two.
All right. The news is up next. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday. That means my dad will call in and tell a jokey time. We also have a Blackhawks Express from an unfortunate loss for the Blackhawks, but we'll play back the Express a little bit later on. And we've been talking about food and drink items that no longer exist that we miss. And I did see that, Dan, I did see the Chauncey Chocodile. A strange character.
Obviously not popular enough to keep it going.
No, clearly. And we're talking about foods that are gone and you miss them. 312-981-7200. Judy sends a text that said, and you can send a talk or text right now, 312-981-7200. I loved frozen chocolate malt cups. They disappeared from my local store, and then I found them years later. Frozen chocolate malt cups. 708 area code says, I miss Yoho potato chips. They don't have Yoho potato chips anymore? What happened to Yoho potato chips? Wasn't the picture of Yoho like a little sailor boy? Wasn't that the logo for Yoho? I think it was.
What was the, what do they taste like?
They're just potato chips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So nothing crazy.
No. And they may have had, you know, like sour cream and onion, and they may have had barbecue. You know, your basic potato chip flavors.
Right.
The Yoho was just the name of the brand.
Your young sailor would scream Yoho.
Oh, he would scream Yoho.
Or the young lady, it looks like.
Oh. 630 area code says, remember 7-Up candy bars? I do remember that.
What is that?
It was just kind of like a lemony, limey kind of a flavor.
Wasn't chocolate, was it?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Ugh.
I don't remember.
That doesn't sound good.
No, I don't think it was chocolate. I think they were. It was just like a sort of a lemon-lime stick of some kind.
7-Up Bar was a candy bar comprised of 7 different chocolate, quote-unquote, pillows, each filled with a different flavor.
Oh.
Flavors change with the availability and popularity of ingredients, which included Brazil nut, buttercream, butterscotch, caramel, cherry, coconut, fudge, mint, nougat, and orange.
Oh, see, I was thinking the soda.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Danny says Thick and Frosty was a frozen milkshake that you had to thaw before you could do it, and it was frustrating to wait for it to thaw, so I would just end up eating it with a spoon. That doesn't sound fun. 412 area code says, you have to go to Woodman's. They make everything from scratch. Wow. Woodman's.
All right.
How about Clearly Canadian? We all remember Clearly Canadian. The water. It was a carbonated drink, which was clear and flavored. You know, they drank Clearly Canadian on Seinfeld. Seinfeld would have that in his fridge every once in a while.
He would.
Mm-hmm. Crystal Pepsi. Remember Crystal Pepsi?
I remember Crystal Gravy.
Yeah. That's a good one. SNL. Yeah, Crystal Pepsi. At the height of the Cola Wars, Pepsi tried to one-up Coke by creating a clear cola, which it launched with a memorable Van Halen-backed marketing campaign. In December of 2015, Crystal Pepsi made a short-lived comeback when the company held a giveaway awarding 13,000 six-packs of the retired soda. There's still a solid fan base requesting a more permanent appearance back on the market. They got Van Halen to do the I don't remember the Van Halen commercial for...
Oh, yeah.
Did they do their own song?
No, they just used Right Now.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Oh.
Because I think they also used it in the Crystal Gravy commercial.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. Yeah. Right. All right. How about Nintendo cereal? Did you guys ever get Nintendo cereal?
I did not.
The Nintendo cereal system, as it was actually known, contained two types of cereal, one for Super Mario Brothers and one for the Legend of Zelda series. While Mario cereal was intended to taste fruity and Zelda's was meant to be berry-esque, both were 8-bit flavors in a 64-bit cereal world. Come on, man. This naked marketing gimmick was sold by Ralston, a company that also made dog food. Of course, how about this? This came back last year, the Hi-C Ecto Cooler. That came back because they had the female, they had the tie-in with the female Ghostbusters. Even though the Ghostbusters cartoon tie-in looked like something your dad kept in a plastic spray bottle in the garage to kill weeds, it was the taste was glorious, so glorious that the juice was available on store shelves until the early 2000s. Not bad for a drink based on a movie that hit theaters in 1984. Now, Ecto Cooler was what was that? What did that? It was green, right?
Yes,
had like a green sort of a lime color taste to it.
Right, Slimer was the mascot.
Slimer. I personally think that Chauncey Chocodile should be the mascot for every food item. This and bring him. It takes a while to eat a chocodile. All right, how about Jumpin' Jack Cheese Doritos? Introduced to the world in a commercial by a hip, loose-tied Jay Leno leaning against a brick wall. That sounds like a winner. Jumpin' Jack Cheese Doritos were a big hit with Dorito lovers and snack aficionados. Unfortunately, the Monterey Jack-flavored chips were discontinued for reasons unknown.
The youth of America gave them some new Jumpin' Jack cheese flavored Doritos tortilla chips and asked them, hey, what do you like best about it?
Cheese! Jumpin' Jack cheese!
Cheese!
Jumpin' Jack cheese!
Cheese!
Cheese! Jumpin' Jack cheese!
New Jumpin' Jack cheese Doritos. Could millions of American kids be wrong? Hey, we're not talking brain cells here. We're talking taste buds.
Doritos knows Jack about cheese.
I can't understand why some of these products are not on the market anymore, considering the fantastic ad campaigns that they would use.
What type of cheese is Jumpin' Jack cheese?
Monterey Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just love everyone's like, what do you like about it?
Cheese!
Jumpin' Jack cheese!
I like cheese! All right. Yeah. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're talking about foods and drinks and stuff that don't exist anymore, and we miss them. And here are some more. You remember Gator Gum, Dan?
I do, juicy.
Yeah, and it wasn't made for athletes, so that, like, if your mouth got dry, it was supposed to, like, keep you from dehydrating?
It makes sense, being Gatorade, yeah. I had never heard that angle, but that totally makes sense. I thought it was just a juicy kind of, people who love Gatorade can now chew it in gum form.
Yeah.
You know, much like that what's that other candy that's made of juice that you can chew?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember Gator gum was sold like, you know, like in GNCs and stuff. Like you can get it at like the Jewels or a supermarket or something. But there was always like a display at a GNC or like something like that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Turtle Pies. I do not remember this. Though their green sugar crusts look downright nasty, turtle pies were filled with vanilla-flavored lumps of wonderfulness that we loved the way the turtles loved pizza. Don't remember that at all. Dan, you remember that at all?
I do, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, those were good.
They were? All right.
That, in that Hostess vein, you know.
Yeah.
Same type of thing, just fried pastries.
Got it.
Because they had the turtle on it, you had to buy it.
You had to, because there was a Ninja Turtle on it. So there you go. Oh, now Mr. T cereal. How can you not? I mean, first of all, just watch the first 5 minutes of Pee-wee's Big Adventure right there. That's what Pee-wee has for breakfast. I pity the fool. PB Max. These fantastic treats were made of creamy peanut butter and oats on top of a square whole grain cookie, all of which is encased in milk chocolate. Good Lord. Oh, how about this one? Pudding roll-ups. That sounds good. That doesn't sound like it's processed at all, does it? Didn't think pudding could come in a flat form that you could roll like a cigar? Never doubt science. Pudding roll-ups came in chocolate, butterscotch, vanilla, and their slogan was, pudding in disguise. Pudding in disguise. How about this one? Smurf pasta. Oh, boy. It was mushy canned pasta, but it was mushy canned pasta that had Smurfs on the label, so it meant every bratty 9-year-old had to have it. The brand even gave Smurf pasta an origin story in which Gargamel steals all of the Smurfs' food and Papa Smurf conjures the already canned dish. Did you ever have Smurf pasta?
Can't say that I had Smurf pasta. I had other forms of Chef Boyardee, you know, shapes, but not
Smurfs. No, not pasta. Okay. Bar None. Bar None was distributed nationwide in 1987 at a time when Hershey's had clearly been resting on its E.T. Reese's Pieces laurels and hadn't put out a new product in years. The children of America were ready for change in the form of a cocoa wafer, chocolate filling, peanuts, and milk chocolate coating. The taste was all kinds of excellent. Kids loved it. Then Bar None disappeared mysteriously and reappeared as mysteriously in 1993 and then later disappeared again. Frankenstuff Wieners. Frankenstuff Wieners were hot dogs with chili or cheese stuffed inside. The wieners weren't sold for long, and today there's a shocking little evidence that it ever existed. Oh, those sound good. Frankenstuff with hot dogs stuffed with chili or cheese?
When I saw that, I mean, that's the only time I've seen a Francheesy basically available for mass production.
Yeah. Oh, the Francheesy. Oh, do I love the Francheesy. Esmeralda, have you ever had a Francheesy?
No.
You know what a Francheesy is, though, right?
No.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda. It's a hot dog that's split open, cooked on the flat top, filled with cheese, cheddar cheese, wrapped in bacon. Francheesy.
Does not sound bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Burger King burger bundles. Oh, people talk about the people want this stuff back. Remember the burger bundles? They were like little mini burgers, except they were attached, right? They were like perforated, weren't they? In 1980s, burger bundles were Burger King's answer to White Castle sliders. They didn't taste as good as White Castle's little burgers, but they were made more accessible so you didn't need to take Harold and Kumar-like journey to find the tiny snacks. The bundles also provided an affordable alternative to the traditional, more expensive BK burger. Dr. Pepper gum. I don't remember Dr. Pepper gum. Finally, we have the McDLT, which was one of the stupidest things of all time. You remember the gimmick there for the McDLT, Esmeralda?
I'm trying to think what it could be.
It was two separate. It was a container, but it was in two. It had two sides to it. One side you'd have the meat on one side, and then the other side you would have the tomatoes and the lettuce and stuff, so that it wouldn't get soggy. But here's where everything falls right out of the window. They both go into a heated bin. So both sides are in a heated bin to keep them warm. So it's completely stupid. Oh, yeah, this is to keep the cool side cool and the hot side hot. Well, you better not put it in the bin. All right. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to taste test some candy that Esmeralda brought back from Ireland and Iceland. That's all coming up right after this.